So first of all, we begin with a very special mazel tov to our chaver, to the gabbai of the Chassidus Chabura, to Steve Golaskov. Mamish, it's even in deference. His makom is empty. This is mamish, like he's like Rabbi Nachman of Breslov over here. Right? No one sits in the makom. So I'll say, so again, Steve is... Steve is mamish. He's marrying off his daughter right now. He's got a number of us just getting the chuppah ended just a little while. I got here on time. Today, after the chasana, you are the timekeeper. Baruch Hashem. So, Baruch Hashem, a couple of us are zocha to be able to be there. So, I'm going to ask Mr. Zwani to make a l'chaim in honor of our gabbai.
I just want to say mazel tov and l'chaim to our gabbai. Greatly appreciate it. May you be
so fed
to see the
Chosin
of Kala,
you'll
the
bias
Israel.
Amen. Amen. L'chaim, l'chaim, chavra. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Melech Olam, Shakol
Amen.
And I will say, especially Ashkar to Steve. Tzvi, did you make the food?
Yes.
To receive for the spread tonight. Not enough salt in the cocoa, but Baruch Hashem, it's okay. Rosh Hashanah is coming up soon.
I have no idea if
it's all right. I'm kidding. I'm sure it's excellent. Don't listen to John. He's all right. He doesn't like the competition. Yashkoch, beautiful. And again, Yashkoch to our sponsors tonight. The mayor. And do we have another Mashke sponsor? Or was both mayor?
Mayor, did you do the rye? There's no sponsor, I don't think, for the
Mamish, it's a Yosem bourbon. It's a Yosem bourbon. Okay, good. Yashkoch to our mayor for the sponsor. I will say again. Beautiful, such a way to bring in Erev Shabbos with all of you. Let's begin. But say tonight we have a very, very, very special piece by the Piagetzna. So already again, did we have shir last week? No, what was last week?
Thanks.
Oh no, we had shir. We had shir.
We didn't learn this.
We didn't learn this. We learned Pachad Yitzchak.
I wasn't here.
We learned Pachad Yitzchak. We did have shir. We did a piece of Pachad Yitzchak. Okay, brothers. By the way, if you didn't hear that shir yet, it's on the podcast. It is a gewaltig piece by Hutner, mind-blowing, life-altering, cathartic, overwhelmingly, comprehensively life-changing piece by Hutner. Absolutely beautiful. So tonight we're back in the Piagetzna. So going back 2 weeks. So tonight we're actually beginning Os Tes, which is on page 23 in the Bnei Machshava Tova. So interesting. By the way, I just want to tell you just the genesis of this, how these things take on a life. I got approached just this past week by a group of guys, who want to start their own chabura for Bnei Machshava Tova. They heard the shir. It's a group of friends. They just want to start. They heard, wow, this is powerful. If we could get a group of our chaverim together and learn about again altering our life and coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, just saying, say, Piagetzna, you know, we should be zocha to affect the level of change while we're on this world that the Piagetzna zocha to affect when he's no longer in this world, but in Olam HaEmes. The change that the Rebbe affects to this very day is transformative. So remember again, back in Os Ches, so the Piagetzna introduced us to the idea that in order to come to this level of Yedias Hashem, mindfulness, right, God awareness, the idea to be like a ben and not be like an eved, a person needs two things. The Piagetzna said, Hisrachvus v'shichlo hamachshava. Person needs, again, a sense, what he called, Hisorus v'hisragshus. A person has to be inspired, a person has to have imagination and inspiration. Imagination, inspiration. So the part of the Piagetzna, the truth is, we actually spent a significant amount of time talking about that, about how the imagination often can't see past anything gashmi, can't see past anything that's material, and all the imagination sees ultimately again is again, I can imagine a vacation, right? I can imagine a car, I can imagine a house, but I can't imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we spoke about how to alter the imagination. The other piece of the Piagetzna was inspiration. So remember, the Piagetzna was speaking about how do you become inspired? What's the first step to becoming inspired? So the Piagetzna said something incredible. He said the first step to becoming inspired. What do you need? Hang on, please. I'm sorry. I didn't pass it back. I'm sorry. Take a feedback if anyone else needs. Anyone else? I'm sorry. My apologies. I thought you were coming for my seltzer. I was getting a little bit nervous. It's not. It's viciously warm, actually. It's kind of sad. And So the Piaget.
Bring your own rookie mistake.
I'm sorry?
Bring your own rookie mistake.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, it's my fault again. I can't get a cold thing of salt around here. And I'll say, so.
I'm going to bring two next week.
Thank you. I dropped the hint. I was hint received. So the Piaget that brings down, and this is so fascinating, that the way to become, sorry, what's the first step of becoming inspired? Is feeling emotion. When a person allows himself to feel emotion, so emotion is what opens up the heart, right? Emotion is what unlocks the door. Emotion, remember again, I said the mushel of like the father whose son is in prison, the warden goes in and the father has the chance to walk in and all the father does is talk about the legal case, but he doesn't talk about how much he loves his son. Emotion opens the door. Once you open the door, then you have a front seat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you can figure out what to do with the moment. So if you remember again, how did the Piagetzna in the last year, how did he discuss about how to elicit emotion? In a very dramatic way, remember again the Piagetzna was talking about? Imagine the day that you die. And that the feeling, the emotion that feeling engenders of imagining one's final moments, his family around his bed, imagining my final moments again when I take my final breath, imagining the levaya, imagining all of these different things, that creates an incredible torrent of emotion And it's that emotion, the allowing myself to feel that emotion, that often goes ahead and creates the first spark of inspiration. I will say, you know what's very interesting is the Piagetzna is also highlighting the idea that very often we don't allow ourselves to feel emotions. Whether we recognize it or not, we often wall ourselves off. Right? People are scared of emotion. And that's why people often prefer to remain stoic, aloof, and detached. Because they're afraid if I allow myself to feel, I don't know what's going to happen. Piagetzna says, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If you allow yourself to feel, you allow yourself to be emotional, you're going to be inspired. Because feeling emotion is the first step to inspiration. So we'll say with that, we're continuing in Os Tes. And this is probably going to be one of the most beautiful pieces we've done this entire time so far. So the Rebbe writes as follows. He says, Choshvani, page 23. You need a sheet. I'm trying to... Okay, good. So Choshvani, Shalachin Kolkach Nefesh Adam Temuna, the Yeshinish Nas Olam. So the Piagetzna says, I think that very often the problem is a person's neshama, that's temuna, that's often hidden inside of him, is in a deep, eternal slumber. Shebo say, my problem is at the end of the day, not that I have a problem with my ruchnis, I have a problem accessing my neshama. It's walled off. It's walled off. It's in a deep slumber. And I will say, and therefore again, because it's in this deep slumber, therefore by definition, I'm unable to get to the level of what he calls machshava tahora, purity of thought and a sense of inspiration. Mipnei, listen to this line. Mipnei she'ein tfilaso v'his oraruso ba'os ka'achas. So we'll say, here the Piagetzna says something amazing. So watch what's happening there. We'll say, I want to point out, you've also noticed by now, that because like this is not like a Musar Sefer, it's certainly not a Halacha Sefer, so it's written by the Piagetzna, it was a manual about how to structure a Chabura to rally people around a central concept of growth, of personal growth. So if you notice, the way it's written is much more free-flowing. So the Piagetzna writes over here. So look what he did. He says, in order to go ahead and reach a level of mindfulness, God awareness, I need imagination and inspiration. Imagination we spoke about. Inspiration. What's the problem? Why is inspiration so difficult? The Piagetzna says, because I'm emotionally walled off. Inspiration doesn't happen without emotion. Or at least I will say, now remember again, this is a Hasidic Rebbe, right? So again, if you're Hasidically challenged, you definitely could probably argue on this and say, no, there's a such thing as inspiration without emotion. You could be a Kalter Litvak, Rachmana Litzlan, Lo Aleinu, Chas V'Shalom, right? It could happen, right? And Lamais again, you could say, oh no, there's plenty of inspiration without emotion. First of all, it's false. It's false, or at least it's false now. Maybe once upon a time it was true, and once upon a time there was a Derech, it absolutely, unequivocally does not work now. The Kalter Litvak is an extinct species. It doesn't work for our door. It doesn't work. Our door, our generation, I will say, needs his odorous, needs emotion, needs love, needs depth, needs feeling. Again, the intellectual, it worked. It worked for a long time, and that's why Klal Yisrael got to where it got to today. But I think, that this is just an opinion, this is the editorial. Okay, back to Piagetzna. So the Piagetzna, obviously, he's coming from the perspective of Chassidus. And in Chassidus, of course, again, there is no inspiration without emotion. What's the challenge? The challenge, says the Piagetzna, is I'm walled off. I'm walled off emotionally. I'm just closed off. So the Piaget says, okay, so what's the first step in inspiration? Well, isn't this incredible? The first step is allowing yourself to feel, right? You have to give yourself the license to feel. So how do I do it? But I don't feel. I don't feel things. I'm not an emotional person. So that's why the Piaget said, okay, so think about death. Death is a pretty like emotionally evocative experience. When one thinks about that, and the Piagetzna was so graphic in the way he described the person's last moments. Now the Piagetzna is kind of taking this in a different route. We're going to see in a more positive way. The Piagetzna said this. The other problem is that often, and this is incredible, our moments of prayer and inspiration don't coincide. Listen to what I say. They don't coincide. What does that mean? Look what he writes. Harbe pamim. When I daven, I'm often not inspired, right? And then, when I'm inspired, I'm not davening. See, I will say, see, what the Piaget says over here is something amazing. The ultimate goal, Rachmir Shalom Aleichem, the ultimate goal is, in other words, if I could be inspired and daven at the same time, that's it. That's it. Because think about it. Now, ultimately, again, I'm emotional, I'm inspired, so the wall is down, and now it's tefillah. What's tefillah? What's tefillah? Dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I'm there. I'm there. I'm having this close and personal relationship. It's the mindfulness. It's the God awareness. I'm a son. I'm not a servant. But the Piaget says, how incredible is Rebbe saying that so often, like tefillah, prayer, and inspiration are often, what's the expression? Like two ships passing each other at night, right? That it's incredible. Let's say, I was thinking about this. After when I was learning this piece, I was thinking about this. Like, if I think of some of my most inspired moments, like of late, they're not during davening. They're not during davening. Oh my gosh, but what a waste. Not a waste, but like, if, see, so I'm davening. Sometimes I'm davening, but not inspired. And then I'm inspired, but not davening. So the Piaget says the goal is, I have to align those two things. I have to figure out a way to align inspiration and tefillah. Because I will say, if I can, inspiration, and ours, so really what it is emotion, which allows for inspiration. And then what's tefillah? We'll say, what's tefillah? It's the way to plug in your inspiration. It's the way to take that inspiration and channel it into a dialogical relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm talking to you. We're talking, we're conversing, we're connecting. So the goal is to align those two things. It's incredible. Therefore, the Piaget writes, he says, Lachain, morgol nafshol lishon v'lanuach bitmuna, bitamtuna v'i'ef shalo lichashe machshavas tahora, rach machshavas gafnis. But often because prayer, right, tefillah, and inspiration do not align. So what ends up happening is I don't really come to activate imagination. So we'll say, now the Piaget is kind of rounding this out. The way it works is emotion triggers ultimately, again, inspiration, which then ultimately leads to, which then leads to mindfulness, right? Which then leads to God awareness. So the challenge I have is, but yet the inspiration only leads to a sense of imagination, right? Mindfulness, godly, God awareness, if the inspiration is plugged into something. The problem so often is, what happens, we know, this happens with inspiration, right? Think about your last dramatically inspirational moment. Think about it for just a moment, okay? Could you have it in mind? What happened after that inspired moment? Right? More often than not, the answer is nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I will say, by the way, I'll tell you something else. I was thinking about this just tonight. By the way, I was thinking about this. You know, what was it? Just a couple of weeks ago. Remember again, we had our siyum for Mesachas. Which Mesachta? Ksuvas. Ksuvas, right? Yeah, I'm siyum Mesachas. Ksuvas. Beautiful Suda. Yosef Karduner. Mamish. It was Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, all rolled together. I'm thinking like, it's beautiful. So how's my life different? And the answer is, it's not. So essentially, what I got was a good dinner, a good concert, a good kumsitz. But I did not plug it into anything concrete. And the Piaget says this is what happens so often in life. And why is that? Because my, so to speak, like my spiritual planets are not aligning. So when there's inspiration, there's no prayer. When there's prayer, there's no inspiration. So now I'm inspired. I don't put it anywhere. So because I don't put it anywhere, the inspiration doesn't lead to further imagination. And because it doesn't lead to further imagination, it doesn't create God awareness. And because it doesn't create God awareness, therefore what? I'm not living with Shivisi Hashem Negdi 7. I'm not living in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah, I read recently, and I thought it was this beautiful interpretation that, you know, the famous story that when Yaakov Avinu met Yosef after all these years, it says that it was his man to say Kriya Shema, right. And he said Shema. So why didn't you just wait 5 minutes later?
He plugged it in.
At that moment, he felt this powerful moment of inspiration and emotion,
right.
and then
he put it into something.
That into tefillah.
It's the Maral. The Maral and Gur Aryeh brings that down. Absolutely. We're going to see some, Baruch Shekivanta, we're going to see something very similar in this as well. Watch what the Piaget says. Beautiful. He says, Rak Mike, Mayoch. So again, so because inspiration doesn't align with tefillah, therefore, again, I will say, even if inspiration somehow does trigger imagination, it triggers the wrong imagination, right? What does it trigger? What kind of imagination? Ma yochal. What should I eat? Ma yishta. And I will say, by the way, we do imagine these things, right? Oh, well, what would a good dinner look like, right? I mean, it looks like this, right? I'm saying, like, so that's what the imagination gets used for. So when there's no alignment, in other words, when inspiration comes and goes, so the imagination does what the imagination does, which is it imagines gashmios and nothing else. What should I eat? What should I drink? Well, it's Ari Lotzir Vidimion Gufni. Where should I go on vacation? What kind of car should I buy? Lachin Amarnu Bazeh. Here we go. Look, the Piagetza says like this. Here's the key. The key is that, and look what he writes. He says sometimes we have a very narrow definition of inspiration. When I say inspiration, what do you think? What's inspiration?
Motivation.
A motivation, good. What else?
A spark, right?
Isn't it interesting how either it's because just you're into the kugel and the wings, you're not answering, or lemaisa, like, it's a difficult question to answer, right? What's the definition of inspiration?
Change.
What do you mean by change?
You keep using God awareness as something that we're supposed to be doing 24/7, and I would say God awareness is that you have it at a kumzitz, you have it whatever, and that inspires you. And then a week later, you do something that maybe you wouldn't have done before.
So you're working backwards in the Piaget's, which actually we're going to discuss. But I like, so why do you say, so you're saying inspiration means change?
Wanting to be better.
Change.
It's kind of inspiration.
Yeah, wanting to be better. So we'll say, so Chaim Bar Shekivanta. So listen to, I think Reb Chaim is saying close to what the Piaget is saying. You know how the Piaget understands inspiration? Inspiration is like this. If you can imagine, it's not a good muscle, but like, if you know, like on a heart monitor, right? So it's like, duh, I don't know what you call it, duh, right? You know, thing, right? Up. Is that the call? That's the medical term. Good. It's a wave. So we'll say, so, and then like, Chas HaShalom, when there's no heartbeat, you know, it's just unfortunately, it's on a flat line. The truth is, if you think about it, like from the world of Ruchnius, it's actually a little bit different. A regular person is a flat line. What's inspiration? It's the blip. It's the tuta, right? It's the going up and down, right? A moment of inspiration means that something has changed, to use Chaim's word, something has changed in the normal rhythm of your life. So the moment of inspiration is something now is different. Now again, whether I act differently or live differently or behave differently, that's a different question. But the moment of inspiration is the moment that, okay, my life was a flat line. Wow, now something happened. Tutu. Now, right? Now we're going up. Going up, down. I'm sorry?
Yo, regular.
Right, correct, right. We're talking, right. Flat line is a good baseline, right, as opposed to dipping below. Correct. Let's assume right now we're all tzaddikim, right? We're all yisharim. Hey, so again, it's a good flat line, maybe with a couple of little dips, right? But lamais again, the moment of inspiration is the moment like it jumps up. Now again, I haven't done anything, just it's an inspired moment.
But, you know, Rabbi, I work in an area where I'm always looking for inspiration because I'm doing creative work. Business that I'm doing, writing advertising, or so trying to get something that will move people. So, if you're working on a particular project and you're looking for a creative solution to something, the inspiration, you have to create your own inspiration, and it comes from things boiling around. So you have to really think about things on a constant subliminal and sometimes active level.
Good. So we
get an insight.
Absolutely. I think.
And that results naturally.
So remember, Jerry, what you're describing of a person who's looking for inspiration is already a level, right? So I'm saying you're already describing someone who's actively looking. So that's already like an accomplishment that I am the kind of person who looks for inspiration. We're not even up to that yet. We're going to get to that, right? But even before that, on a most basic like definitional level. What is an inspired moment? I will tell you, before I learn this piece, I think, what's an inspired moment? An inspired moment is something has happened that has moved me. The Piaget says, no, that's not inspiration. Inspiration is something, there's an event that has occurred that has disrupted the normal rhythm of living. There's my life is a flat line, and then there's the dutut. We got to come up with a better term, but you understand, right? Right. Then there's the dutut, right? Then ultimately, again, there's a slant up, a slant. Something's changed. Look what the Piagetna says. He says, "Haynu minas orush ola bekirba b'chol ayom shelo b'shas atzvila v'avod lo yazo osa gamkein." Shabbos says, "See now, if we translate inspiration." Not as a moment where, like, I feel lifted up to the Holy of Holies, right? I feel so. But a moment of inspiration is a moment where something has changed, like Chaim said. Something has changed in life, right? The flat line is no longer a flat line. Something is different. So the Piagetza says those are the moments you have to grab in life. Well, so listen to this. Rak, yishmishenel mafteach hanefesh. It's those moments of inspiration, what we'll call inspired change. I will say again, when I say change, I haven't done anything, right? What do I mean when I say change? What do I mean when I say change?
Desire.
Or before we even get to that, something's just changed in my life. In other words, circumstantial change. Something's changed. I haven't done anything. Something really is happening to me. Some change is occurring in my life. He says, listen to this. Ki kanis ki kanirali, kominis rakshos afilu shal mischar. Ushar inyani haguf, hein shal shviras haleiv, hein shal simcha, yesh botzad gilu hanefesh. Rabbi said, listen to this. The Piagetna says, a moment of inspiration is a moment when you feel something different. Now, you may feel something different for a variety of reasons. Maybe it's because a business deal just went well. Maybe it's because a business deal just went south. Maybe it's because you had a fight with your spouse or whatever it is. But those moments, says the Piagetna, those moments of his structures, that moment of where there's an emotional change in me. There's something's happened. And I'm supposed to say, by the way, the something is not necessarily ruchni. It's not necessarily spiritual. But something has happened that has changed my emotional disposition. I feel happy. I feel sad. But something's happened that's changed the flat line. So the Piagetna says, in those moments, when something has changed the flat line, that's a moment of emotion. Like the Piagetna says, whenever you experience a moment of emotion, then what? That's Gilui HaNefesh. The door has been opened, and suddenly I am given access to my soul. Now let's say, remember again, he's describing, he's Lashon over here, remember, I'm experiencing a moment of elevated emotion, happiness, sadness, whatever it might be, and now in that moment of elevated emotion, there's access to the neshama. Writes the Piagetna. Listen to this. Rak shemechusuhu belavush shel tzarchei olam hazeh. And what's the difference in this case is? So remember, this moment of elevation, it's now this moment, or they said this moment of emotion, it's not spiritual. Right? Well, let's just play this out for just a moment, right? Right? So I go to work, I'm working on a deal, the deal falls through. How do you feel when the deal falls through? How do you feel?
Depressed,
disappointed, good. I'm so happy nobody said, I say gamzulotova. Good. Right? Good, right? Because it's not true. That's you could work towards that. But when it doesn't work, you feel sad. You feel depressed. It may be even like a little bit hopeless and a little bit forlorn. That's normal. Says the Piagetna, wow. Understand, you're feeling emotion. So what's just happened? The flat line has just changed. When you feel emotion by definition opens the door to your soul. So often in life, I'm walled off. Now I'm feeling emotion. By the way, not emotion, anything to do with religion. This is emotion about my business because I'm upset that the deal fell through. I'm angry that the deal... You're feeling emotion. You feel emotion, the door to the neshama is open. So says the Piagetna, get ready. Person has to use that moment. We'll say, watch this. person has to use that moment of emotion. Emotion, the door to the soul is open, right? This is, again, remember, according to Piagetsna, this is a moment of inspiration, because inspiration just means a change of the status quo. I normally feel the flat line, something happened, I'm upset. Let's go with upset. I'm disappointed. I'm disillusioned. I can't believe this didn't come through. You're feeling emotion. The door to the neshama is open. Says the Piagetsna, do something with it. Ukishem margish. Ezo min shal shvira salif. So when a person feels a sense of brokenheartedness, afilu mitzarche haguf, even though we're going to both say, what am I feeling brokenhearted over? What am I feeling brokenhearted over? My business. This has nothing to do with, oh, I wish I was a bigger Talmud Chacham. Right? I wish I did more chesed. I'm upset that the deal didn't come through. I'm broken. I put in so much effort and I'm upset. I'm disappointed. Says the Piagetsna. What should you do in that moment? Both say, get ready for this. What should you do in that moment? Yelif tekef hatsida. V'yamid otz atzmo el hakosel, v'yomar ezo kapitlach tehillim. Okay, let's get ready for this. Piyush Jatsan says, what do you do in that moment of emotion? What do you do in that moment, quote unquote, of inspiration? He says, take yourself to the side, say a few kapitlach of tehillim. Now, I both say, you're thinking to yourself, why am I saying tehillim? Why am I saying tehillim? Oh, because maybe the deal is going to turn around. No, the deal is in the toilet, right? The deal's done, right? It's done, right? Avar yom abatal karbano, it's done. It's not coming back. He's not saying say tell him because you think you're going to change the gzar din on the. He's saying, you're feeling. How often are we just walled off from emotion? So if I'm walled off from emotion, there's no ability for inspiration. If there's no ability for inspiration, there's no ability for imagination. If there's no ability for imagination, there's no ability to reach a level of God awareness, to be a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now says the Piagetsna, you're upset that the business deal didn't come through. You're feeling something. There's a tutut, right? You're feeling something. You're feeling something? That means the door to your neshama is open. Take advantage. So what should you do, says the Piagetsna? Daven. Not for the deal. But say, you know what? If I'm feeling this energy, if I'm feeling this emotion, the door to my neshama is open. Let me do something with it. Yomar Iza kapit lachatilim. And he's about to listen to what he says. The Yoser Tov, lomar kapitl, shume inyan hama orish shalo, ulefi dagoso. And even better, choose a kapitl of tilim which reflects how you're feeling in life. In other words, there's a lot of stuff in Sefer Tehillim, a lot of stuff. There's a lot of beautiful messages in Sefer Tehillim. So find the kapitel that reflects where you're holding your life. He says, Lamashal, in the agoso atom in sonov, if let's say you're upset now, the disappointment comes out because people mistreated you, you have enemies, yispalo kapitel hey, ma rabu tsarai rabim kamim alai. Say kapitel hey, which speaks of Dar HaMelech talking about his enemies rising up against him. V'im daigo, yispal, right? And if you're, I'm sorry, v'im daigo acheres, and if you just have general worries, yispalo tavati b'yavim tzulo. So ultimately, again, Davin, like David HaMelech said, I'm drowning in the swamp of life. Oh, eso inai elaharim me'ayin yavo ezri. So I'll say, so says the Piagetsna, choose a kapitel of Tehillim which matches your present emotional disposition. He says, look what he writes. So we'll say, so again, you understand what the Piagetsna is saying? This is so incredible because the Piagetsna is handing us the keys to our own inspiration. Because Lemaisa, again, the Piagetsna says the prerequisite for inspiration is emotion. The problem is often I'll say I'm an unemotional person. Everyone gets emotional about something. Some people get emotional about family. Some people get emotional about money. Some people get emotional about people. Everybody gets emotional about something. In that moment where you're feeling, there's the dutut, right? The up and down. I'm sorry?
Contraction, good.
Because excellent, right? There's that contraction, right? It's changing, right? It's no longer a flat line. So there's emotion. Again, I just don't remember. When emotion, I'm going to say, what's open? The door to the neshama is open. Says the Piagetsna, grab it, do something quick before it closes. Say a kapitel of Tehillim, and say a kapitel of Tehillim that's reflective of how you actually feel. But look what he writes. V'lo yavo pitom min ashuk, v'yedaber diburim below lev below moach. Now when you say Tehillim, it doesn't just mean, you know, pull up the app on your phone and just, you know, knock off a couple of Tehillim and that's it, you're done. It says, pause. Pause for a little bit. Let the emotion, say, you know, emotion is like fine wine, right? So everyone knows, right? You don't take a glass of wine All right, you don't take like a good bottle of wine, just like open it up, pour it into a plastic cup and drink it, right? Come on, chas v'shalom, right? I'm sorry? No, it's probably we don't do that. They do that during Musaf. During Musaf, they might do that. Or during Haftorah. Hey, let's say, again, what do you do with a fine wine? If you want to enjoy it, right? You open it. You let it breathe for a couple of hours. You drink it out of a glass, right? In other words, to experience it, you have to give it time. Says the PhD, the same thing is, you're having emotion. So on one hand, I need to act now because I don't want the door to close, but I also just can't like jump into it. So now what I have to do is I have to say, okay, I'm feeling something. I'm emotional right now. And because I'm emotional, that means the door to my neshama is open. So the Piagetzna says, don't just rattle off to a couple of kaped lachav tilim. He says, because if you do that, we'll say, then what? I'm just saying stuff without thought, without concentration. Rak. Yisbonin kodam bedagosav. So it says, incredible Piaget, so you know what you should do? Think about whatever's bothering you. So I'm upset the deal didn't go well. I'm upset. So I will say, think about it. Right? Let me ponder it a little bit. Like Lahavdil. Same way I'm gonna let the wine like aerate a little bit. I wanna put it in the glass, I wanna swish it around, I wanna roll it around my palate a little bit. So now I'm feeling emotional. Like there's a contraction, right? Something is different. It's no longer a flat line. So let me think about this a little bit. Let me think about this challenge. Let me think about why it is that I'm so upset. He says, Dagos Elu, Rakis Boni called him a Dagosab. Dagos Elu Hamonim Osum Sarim Kol Kacharbe. Think about these things that are causing me so much pain. The Elmil Yelech Umi Yosheir. And then I'll say, ask myself one question. Who should I go to? Who do I go to when the deal doesn't go well? Who do I go to? Who do I talk to? Im lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Yochol Av HaRachamon. But at the end of the day, you know, when things don't go well in life, so the truth is, yeah, it's easy to say it was this person, it was that person, but the truth is, it's in those moments where I recognize that the truth is I'm totally and wholly reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the PhD is something amazing. When something doesn't go well and you're upset and you're disappointed and you're disillusioned, first, allow yourself to feel that feeling. And then ask yourself, who should I talk to about it? Who should I connect with about it? And the PhD says, of course, the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam. He goes on, he says, V'hu miskarif ato lifnei kisei kvodo. Now what happens? Now I realize the only person to speak about the failed deal to is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, again, obviously there are other people to speak to, but I realize how much I need my father. And I will say, suddenly, what do I find myself? Suddenly, I find myself ultimately standing before the Kisei HaKavod, standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne. And in my mind, I see myself talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Sha'omi lefanav mis u'mispar Hashem," and I say, "Hashem, marabut sarai." Hashem, I'm so upset. I'm so disappointed. Rabbim omrim em Yeshua sala be'elokim. Some people say there's no hope for me, right? Kachim omrim aval ve'ato Hashem magen ba'adi. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, you will take care of me. Ve'achar shabosai. So you hear what the Piaget's saying over here? Osei, it's so profound. Piagetna saying is, ride the wave of emotion no matter how it comes. No matter how it comes. It comes in a moment of disillusionment and disappointment. Okay, ride it. Ride it. Shabbos say, so, yes.
It almost feels like a contradiction, though. Because, like, on one hand, it's like if you're reaching out to Hashem, you're saying, like, Hashem's in control. But then, on the other hand, if you're doing it because you have this anger, it's almost like that anger is there because there's, like, a lack of trust to some degree. Like, if somebody really has that belief, like, Hashem controlling everything, like, he's not
going to
be upset that the business deal
failed. So, Chad, you're saying 100% correct. And I think the beauty of what the Piagetzna is saying, and this is why I love it so much, is it's so real. You're right. The level I want to get to is where I don't even get upset about the business deal. Right? You know why? Because Gamzula Tova. You know what I often say? You know Gamzula Tova is one of the most misunderstood concepts in Yiddishkeit. I blame it all on Uncle Meishi. It's all Uncle Meishi's fault. I'll tell you why it's Uncle Meishi's fault. Right? Is it Shosh? Whoever it is, I remember Uncle Meishi. Uncle Meishi had a song, you know, I think it was one of these songs, Gamzu L'Tova. And you know what the song is about? The song is about, like, a guy who is just like the biggest nebuch in the world, right? And everything bad keeps happening to him because of whatever. And Gamzu L'Tova. So it creates like a model of like, when do you say, like, Gamzu L'Tova is what you say when your luck is run out, life is terrible, but you still want to sound frum, so you say Gamzu L'Tova. Gamzu L'Tova. But what Chad is saying is you're 100%. What Gamzu L'Tova represents is probably the highest level of theological refinement where I recognize that everything comes from Hashem. And so I don't even get upset. We're not up to that yet. Right now, I'm a regular guy. And if I'm a regular guy, when the business still doesn't go out, I'm getting upset. What the Piagetsna says is incredible. Use it. You're saying, well, if I'm upset, maybe that creates a blockage between myself and Hashem. You know, it's a challenge. But the Piagetsna saying is right now, there's that contraction. You've broken the flat line. Ride that wave.
Those waves and ride them. It's like a muscle you work out. You'll get to that level.
Correct. And that's the Piagetsna saying. Because what's the beauty of this is, now suddenly, I say, I can't get inspired. Piagetsna says, yes, you can. Because do you have moments of emotion? Yeah, all the time. That's great. You know what happens in that moment of emotion? The door to your neshama is open. The problem I have is not that I'm not inspired. The problem I have is I don't take advantage of the opportunities when the door is open to my neshama. So now when I get upset or I'm disappointed or I'm sad, I'm supposed to say, by the way, it's not all disappointment, sadness, and death. In other words, the same thing is going to work also in moments of happiness, right? So I just want to point out, it's just the other side of the coin. We're going to get to it next week in Mirza because it's already getting late. We'll get to it next week in Mirza Hashem. But I will say, but again, what an incredibly profound idea. So the Piagetsna says, when you experience those moments of disillusionment, use it. That's emotion. The door is open. The neshama is accessible. So take it. Feel it. Who can help me with this? The logical answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now says the Piagetsna, that finishes up. Therefore he says, after you allow yourself to feel it, now plug it into tefillah. Kapit lachav tehillim. Say tehillim. And then he goes on, he says, So now, again, I feel the pain. Let it like swish around a little bit. Now I feel it. Then say the kapitlach of Tehillim. After I say the kapitlach of Tehillim, what should I do? Listen to this. Yispalel b'fiv b'chol lashon shu shomea. Tehillim is not enough. What do you have to do?
Say it in any language.
Speak to God in your own words. Speak to God. Talk to God. You know how many of us daven three times a day? And we don't talk to God. I daven all the time. But I can tell you that I daven more than I speak to God. Which I know sounds a little bit, but I will say it happens. Davening is easy. Open up a sitter. Right, done. Daven. Shine gedaven. Right, I'm done. Right? I have not spoken one word to God, but I've davened. So it says the Piagetsna, this is a process. The process is, you feel the emotion, the door is open. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to experience it. Who can help you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help me? Tehillim. Let me plug this now into tefillah. But tehillim is not enough because tehillim is not your words. Tehillim is David HaMelech's words. The next step then is talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your own words. He says, Umin dibor ledibor min teva leteva yargish shemocho umachshavto mechaskim va'olim. And I will say, what happens? We'll stop over here for tonight. But the Piagetsna will say, what's going to happen? Again, I'm going to leave you on a cliffhanger. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? I will say something amazing. Is when I begin to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my own words, what now is awakened? The imagination is awakened. Because now I'm inspired. Inspiration is the first step. The door to my neshama is open. I'm talking to my neshama. I'm talking to Hashem. Now again, as I begin to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the imagination is awakened. And suddenly again, Hashem is not some abstract, far-removed being. But suddenly again, I'm standing in front of the Kisei HaKavod. And suddenly again, I'm no longer an Eved, but now I'm a son before his father. So we'll stop over here for today. But what I want to say is, what I want to start doing from the Chabura, from the Shir, and this is really based on what Rav Matz said in the last Shir, Shabbos says, you know, we have to start doing some homework. Because this is our Chabura, And they also, you don't show up here once a week to learn Piaget and eat wings and potato chogel. Although it sounds like a good plan, right? But Lamais, like we have to start, now that we're a little bit more into the safer, we have to start taking what we're learning and putting it into practice in our week ahead. So our avoda for this week, and I'll put it out on the chat as well, but avoda for this week we'll say is in a moment of emotion. And right now the Piaget is talking about pain. So let's use pain for this week. In a moment of pain, and when I say pain, pain takes on many different forms, right? Disappointment, upset, anger, whatever it is, all of us have those moments. So we'll say, let's follow this pattern. Recognize that when I feel that, first of all, understand what's happening when I feel it, the door to my neshama is open. Because emotion gives me access to the neshama. So we'll say, step one is, right, allow yourself to feel it. You see, we'll say, what ends up happening is, when we feel something negative, what happens more often than not? We'll say, right, what happens is, you know, we live in a pain-averse society. So if something is uncomfortable, what's the goal?
Get rid of it.
Take something, right? Take something quickly,
have a l'chaim.
Or four, right? In other words, whatever you have to do, or pop something, you know, do something, but don't feel pain. It's so unhuman to do that. Because don't feel pain, okay, good luck with that. Everyone feels pain. Piaget says, no, feel it. Allow it to course through you. Not forever, because that's unhealthy. But the Piaget, that moment of disappointment, step one is feel it and embrace it. Feel that and embrace it. Step, right? Step one is the pain. Step two is feel it and embrace it. Step three, ultimately go ahead and plug it into a kapitel of Tillim. All right? And try to find the kapitel that somehow matches how you're feeling. If that's too complicated, just open the Sefer Tillim and just say something. Not 2 hours of Tillim. One kapitel. Two kapitlach. So what you've done now is what? Like Rabbi Sol was saying before, I took the inspiration, and I plugged it into something concrete. Right? That's step three. Step three? Yeah, step right. Step one is the experience, right? Feeling right. Step two, allowing yourself to feel the pain. Step three, plug it into something. Step four, now say, who could help me with this? Who could help me with this? And in step four, I recognize who could help me with this. Who could help me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which then leads to step five. Speak to God in your own words. Speak to God in your own words and have a conversation. And have a conversation about what's bothering you. Have a conversation about what's not going well. And have a conversation about whatever you want. And at the end of step five, says the Piaget, you know what's going to happen? The imagination is awakened. And suddenly, again, I'm no longer a servant serving a master from a distance, but I'm a son connecting with his father in close proximity. So we'll say, that's our avoda for this week. That's our avoda. Amir Hashem. Can I also say, you know, at some point in time, we're going to have to break off into smaller chaburis, because we'll say, the real power of this, the truth is when you're taking the experience that happened with you this week and you share it. That's the real. Now, I realize that, right? It's too big of a group to be able to do that. I will say, now, I know it makes people uncomfortable. Here's how you know you're on the cusp of growth. If you're asked to do something that you're uncomfortable with, that means you are on the cusp of something major. So part of this is going to be sharing. Because I will say, that's how you create.
Just make sure a psychologist is in.
Dr. Solomon is here. He's going to be overseeing. He's going to be overseeing the chaburas, and he accepts all major insurance. So we're right. We're gonna right. So right. We're gonna right. Correct. Correct. No. I just want to point out. Understand, please. Just understand. This is not me making this up. Remember, understand. That's the whole point of what we're learning. Remember again, the whole point of B'nai Machshava Torah is not like a frontal shiur where someone's teaching you Torah. The whole point of this is, okay, right now we're learning this together to get the format. But then the goal is small groups where guys are honest and vulnerable with each other. And ultimately saying, you know, here's what happened to me this week. Here's what happened. And I got really angry. And here's the cup. And then I realized in that moment, I remember the Piaget talking to me in my neshama, that I'm feeling emotion now. The door's open to my neshama. And then I said kapitlach aleph and chavav because I felt that they missed. Or those are the only two kapitlach until my no. So those are the ones I said. Whatever it is, I said. And then after that, I started talking to Hashem. And you know what? When I started talking to God, it's amazing. I started talking about this tzara, but then we started talking about this, and we started talking about that, and we started talking about this. And Abosai, when we begin to feel brave enough to share those experiences, and then we're mechazik one another. are mechazik one another, because wow, you mean Baruch Meir Dubin gets upset about stuff there? He's always so happy. He's always so happy. And then you know what? Wow, you know what? I guess I'm not alone, because I got upset about something else as well. And I will say that's where. So right now, again, our exercises are just in the group setting, and all of us have to do this avodah individually. But I will say, but do it. The same way, hopefully, we took time after the last year to think about again that vision of the last day on the earth. To I will say to use this, because this is going to happen to all of us this week, and it'd be interesting to see how we feel after we go through the process of the PhD. So I will say, all right, Belly, what are we going to say? You know what? So with the Piagets, so the truth is, again, kind of like what Chad was saying also, yeah, the goal, of course, is like to get to the level where you feel like that. The Piagets is not saying bad stuff is a bracha. He's saying challenge is an opportunity. Challenge is an opportunity, right? You could wallow in it. You could wallow in it. You could feel sorry for yourself in it. Or you could say, you know what? I'm feeling. There's an emotional contraction happening over here. If there's an emotional contraction happening over here, I could do something with it. I will say, tell me that this is not the most incredible Torah ever learned in your entire life. I will say, here's what I look forward to. Imagine, you know, Mashiach's going to come in Mirtz Hashem. The Piagetsna is going to come back. There's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. I will say, can you imagine Thursday night Chabura with the Piagetsna? We need a big spread.
I'm there.
That's going to be us. That's carving stations, charcuterie. Oh, yeah. Like that's going to be. The same, right? It's true. The truth is, we need the Piagetsna before Mashiach, so we can be ready for Mashiach. And I'll say, but again, like this, even though the Piagetsna is not here with us physically, but I'll say the neshama of the Rebbe is here with us every single time we learn his Torah, and this is it. So we're so zocha, we're so privileged to have a rabbi like the Piagetsna. But like any good Talmud, you can have the best teacher in the world, but if the student doesn't internalize and act upon the teachings of his saintly teacher, then all the teachings are for naught. So Moshe, that's our avodah this week. The Piagetsna taught us something beautiful this Erev Shabbos. Let's make it a week in which we internalize it. And Meretz Hashem, come back together next week. Moshe, shkoyach. Mayriv.
Place to get to the wall for a few minutes.
That's right, baby. Now, 100%. This is it. 100%. Gotta find the place.